Companies in Silicon Valley, California, America's technology capital, recently hurried to remove a misleading video from their websites. The video was of a discredited researcher sharing several questionable or false theories about the new coronavirus, including that it was part of a plot by powerful people. However, internet companies could not take the video down quickly enough. Millions of people watched and reposted the 26-minute video called Plandemic over several days. And it gained a huge following in Facebook groups that oppose vaccines or are protesting state leaders' stay-at-home orders. The spread of Plandemic demonstrates how easy it is to use social media to quickly share possibly problematic material to lots of people. It also shows how difficult it is for platforms to stop that spread. Anti-vaccine activist Judy Mikovits created the video, in which she makes several unsupported claims. She tells her audience that the virus was manufactured in a laboratory, and that medical workers inject it into people through influenza vaccinations. She also claimed that wearing face protection could lead to a coronavirus infection. These ideas helped strengthen and grow a social media army distrustful of the virus's threat. There are still many unanswered questions about the virus, which has changed everyone's lives. This has led many to distrust officials dealing with the crisis. People shared the video again and again on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. The video continues to spread even after the companies removed it from their sites. One poster on a private Facebook group called Reopen California wrote, "The other video has already been deleted by YouTube. Let's get it to another million. Modern-day book burning at its finest." Ari Lightman is a professor of digital media at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He spoke to the Associated Press about the video. "Once it is available, it has an infinite lifespan," he said. In just a few days, two of Mikovits' books became bestsellers on Amazon. Conservative radio talk shows and podcasts began playing the audio from Plandemic. She also appeared on politically extreme internet shows to talk about the video. Mikovits did not answer the Associated Press's request for comment. 10 years ago, Mikovits tried to spread a false theory that a virus known as XMRV in mice causes the condition called chronic fatigue syndrome. Efforts by social media platforms to delete and ban Plandemic have led to the spread of other questionable claims, including that tech companies try to hide truths about the coronavirus. Facebook said it is removing full copies of the video that include Mikovits' suggestion that face masks can make a person sick. The company said that claim could lead to imminent harm. YouTube and Vimeo both said the video violated their rules on harmful misinformation. Twitter said it had limited the spread of the video on its platform. I'm Pete Musto.